Doctor Who and the Three Doctors by Terence Dix.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Doctor Who and the Three Doctors. Chapter 1, Lightning from Space. For an adventure that was to be one of the most astonishing in the Doctor's very long life, it all began very quietly. It started, in fact, with a silvery-grey balloon, drifting peacefully out of the blue morning sky to land on the flat, marshy ground of an Essex bird sanctuary. Hanging from the balloon was a bright orange box about the size and shape of a car battery. The box bumped along the ground as a gust of wind caught in the balloon. Then its attaching wires caught fast in a clump of trees and sent a flock of starlings shrieking into the sky. On the other side of the trees, a stocky, grey-haired man in anorak and rubber boots paused to listen. Arthur Hollis was the warden of the bird sanctuary, and he knew at once by the note of outrage in the starlings' voices that something unusual had happened. He made his way round the trees and saw the brightly coloured box swinging to and fro like a stranded parachutist. He walked up to it cautiously. As he got closer, he saw thick black letters on the side of the box, and they read, "Reward, please contact Dr. Tyler." An address and telephone number.